I'm John Lemley. Thanks for joining me for City Cafe. You may have noticed new art going up on various walls around Atlanta during the past week. That would be the Living Walls Conference, Hard at Work. Living Walls is an annual conference on street art. Their main thrust is inviting international and local artists to the city to paint murals on walls. Then there are 5 days of lectures, films, music, parties, tours of the murals, and other events. Last year, two murals caught wider attention. One by Argentinian artist Hero depicts a nude woman shedding fur, which transformed into a wolf. And a second by French artist Roti depicted a man with the head of an alligator. Both caught the ire of people living in the neighborhood, the first for being pornographic, the second for being demonic. Roti's wall was painted over by upset community members, but later cleaned. Hero's mural was painted over by Living Walls at the neighborhood's behest. So what does this mean for this year's Living Walls Conference? Their executive director, Monica Campana, spoke to us at their home base at the Goat Farm in Atlanta about her take on last year's controversy and how they're moving forward.
Yeah, there's a lot to take from that, from many different aspects. The whole concept on including community to produce a piece of public art is complicated. It's something that you want to do. I mean, it is one of our main goals to be able to do community outreach, to be able to engage the neighbors in the community. Everything that we're doing ever since then, I go to the neighborhood associations, I go to the business associations, and then I'm working with council members in each district. Aside from, the obvious people that own the wall and the people around the wall. Now, we try to do as much community engagement as we can do. How far we want to take it into, do we want to let a whole district decide, and say yay or nay to what kind of art goes on the streets? It's tricky because where the artist then is left. I do believe and will stand behind the idea of art changing people's perspectives. And I do believe in an organic process to do that. But I also believe that the mistakes that we make are extremely necessary, and those mistakes need to happen sometimes in certain areas for people to understand and learn and have a conversation and maybe then want to change it. Living Walls as an organization is not here to change neighborhoods. That's not our role. We are an arts organization, and we want to make people think and inspire people via art. Even if that will create a controversy, quote unquote, or because that to me was more of a discussion that was extremely needed in those neighborhoods, and it sucked. It was sad to see walls go, but it's now we move forward. So we hope that everything goes smoothly. We hope to not have any more pornographic or satanic murals in Atlanta. We really tried, but they're not going to be rainbows and butterflies, so it's going to be good art. I'm excited about it.
Living Walls Executive Director Monica Campana there. She spoke to WABE's Mike Johns at Atlanta's Goat Farm. For more information about this year's Living Walls Conference, go to wabe.org/citycafe.